We begin the current daf, Masechta Shabbos daf Chaf Amud Beis. We begin the second parak of Masechta Shabbos, parak by Memed Likin with Taisus. We begin with Taisus by Masla, which begins with the opening words of this Mishnah, of this parak, by Memed Likin Mechulu. Taisus comes to explain that why did the Mishnah pick this order? That is because the Mishnah opens up by Memed Likin, by Memed Likin, and then when we start off saying, we then mention, we say the things that what we don't like with. So why do we open up b'memet likin, or b'me'emot likin, which saying what yes and then not, and when we start saying, we say what not. So he says, p'amim mefarish ma'idisalik m'nei, sometimes the Mishnah first explains what it ended off with, like in our Mishnah, u'pam b'mashe'eschot, sometimes it opens up with what it started with, like in Perek b'memehima yetzis, so therefore it's not a difficulty. Sometimes it'll go either one way or the other. Continuing next, Taisa de Vimaschot, it begins with the words of the Gemara, echem avushal v'chulu, which tries to come to explain that why did the Mishnah say this order too? Which again in the Mishnah it said echad chelav mavushal vechad chelav she'in mavushal, whether it's cooked tallow, a certain type of fat or not, you're not allowed to light with it. Stasis comes to say that this is not allowed to cook with the chelav that's not cooked is more obvious than the case of when it was not cooked, because chelav that was not cooked is not so easily drawn after the wick. So that's a more obvious case than the one that was not cooked. So it comes out that Hach will be here, maskeshe in the pashat chila, that's actually mentioning the not so obvious one first, which is that you cannot cook with the chelav mevushal, and then it mentions the one which is more obvious. So although generally you're going to say first the one which is more obvious, and then the one that's not so obvious, Taisa says, so do we find many times in Shas, that it first says the thing which is not so pashut first, and therefore, again, it's not a difficulty, because we find there is such a concept. And Umash HaKasha, Girsas Rashi, the Sukkah, and Taisa says, this is what's difficult on the Girsas of Rashi, Masechta Sukkah, Tavchav Manal, Mefush B'Makom Acher, Taisa explains elsewhere, which in Masechta Sukkah, the Tanakhama says that a large mat you could use for a schach, but a small one you cannot. Now, Rav Eliezer disagrees, and he says, no, achas gedol v'achas ketan masachin ba. The Gemara over there asks, it should have said the opposite. It should have said, not achas gedol v'achas ketan, it should have said, achas ketan v'achas gedol. And Rashi explains that this is not an appropriate gear, so you should turn it around. In the Mishnah, actually, when it explains Rav Eliezer's opinion, it says, achas ketan v'achas gedol, that masachin ba. And the Gemara's question is that, no, it should have said, achas gedol v'achas ketan. And the reason for that is because the norm of the Tanoim, every place, is to go ahead and first say that which is more pashut. And the Gedolah is the more pashut one that you let it go ahead and use for Schach, and therefore that's the one that should have said first. And that's what Taisa elsewhere comes to explain what's difficult with this Girsa of Rashi regarding that he says that actually the Girsa we have in our Gemara is inappropriate there in Sechta, so you have to switch it around because of the fact that he says the more pashut one first. That's exactly what Taisa is discussing here in this Divrei Maaseh. That it's not necessarily the case that we always mention the Pashut Tchila, as we're saying here in our Mishnah, we see that we mentioned the Eina Pashut Tchila. Continuing next, Taisa Der Masel, Taisa begins the words of the Gemara, Ba'amarinisa de Isbeg. We're talking about the woolly substance that's inside of it. Taisa comes to explain, why do we know this halacha from the Sefer? In other words, the Mishnah taught you not to light with lechesh. The Gemara explains, what's lechesh? It's the woolly substance that's in the bark of the cedar, that between the bark and the wood, there's this woolly substance, you can't use it as a wick. Taisa is bothered from time, but if you're going to say, why do you need a special halacha to teach lechesh? You know this from the Sefer of the Mishnah. It says, kala yitzim in the eighth, whatever comes out from the tree, eimad likim, but you cannot light from elapishnan, only linen. So you already know that from the, what we call the Sefer of the Mishnah. So why do you have to say lechesh explicitly? And v'chein kosher, so this says, Taisa, difficult gabi idon. By the willow, which has the same woolly substance, again, it's a tree. So what do you need to say specifically? So Taisa V'Yashim, what you could say is because the Ein L'meid Min HaKlal. You don't learn that from general rules. As the Gemara elsewhere says, that even when it says accept, it's still you can't learn that from that. And therefore, even though it says you can't use any wick from a tree, you would not necessarily know these halachas. And therefore, we come explicitly to tell you that these woolly substances, because you would think that these would be exceptions because it's a woolly substance, and that's why we have to tell you explicitly that they're not viable as wicks for the candles of Shabbos. Turn next, Taisa Maaseh, begins the words of the Gemara, Anan os shira paranda karinale, which Taisa can explain that what are we saying is called shira paranda. That is, the Gemara brought that Rav and Abaya, they saw a garment that was called metachsa. Rav said to Abaya, oh, this type is the kolach that we said in the Mishnah, which is not valid to be used as the wicks. Abaya said, we call this garment shira paranda. Taisa explained, Pirsha Ben Tamar explains, the kalach de masnitin, Karinan Shira Paranda. He was saying that the kalach of the Mishnah is what we call Shira Paranda. Of Metachsa, but this garment, Lav Haina Shira Paranda. That's not Shira Paranda, that's actually a different species. In other words, don't explain what Abai was coming to say. Was that Metachsa, like Rashi says, that Metachsa is the Shira Paranda. No, that's not that. You can't say that's these were Amirom that were wearing this garment. So you can't say that he's saying that no, the kalach of the Mishnah is Shir Paranda, but not this Metachsa. How do you know this? Because the have Acha Chorban. Abaye lived after the Chorban Mishnah. There was no Shir Paranda after the Chorban Mishnah. Because I'm a Perek Bas of the site. Like the Gemara says in the last Perek Bas of the site, Memches Mebeis, Meshachar Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Botel Shamir, there was no more the Shamir worm, Vizchuchas Levon and White Class, Vizshir Paranda. And therefore, you cannot explain that it was there at the time of Abaye, who lived many years after the Chorban Bayis. So therefore, Rabbi Natam explains, what does Abaye mean when he says, Anan Shir Paranda Kareen Lay, not this garment. When you're saying that this garment, which is Metachsa, is the Kalach, he says, no, the Kalach is, we call that Shir Paranda. And again, that's not the garment that this person was wearing. Now, but Verim Farshay explains, no, the Kohen Ame Metachsa, and he could even explain that he was going on this Metachsa garment that the person was wearing. Iva the Kamahasan Balkh, what's with the Rai Rabbeinu Tam that the Gemara says in the Saita that there was no more Shir Paranda in the times of Abayim? Says the real Lila Gamri Batla wasn't totally void, wasn't totally not found. El Shlahayim Zakakacha just wasn't so common. The Hazchuchas Lavana, because one of the other items mentioned within the Gemara of White Glass, Haysacha Korban, we know was after the Korban Mesimigdus, the Minim Perkin Emden, like we find the Gemara of Brachas of Laman Alf and Alf, Taver Kamai Zachuchas Cheverta Bechubas Benay, that he broke white glass at his son's Chuppah, which he was Namar, he was years after the Korban Mesimigdus, and still we see that it was white glass. So therefore, that's the same idea that yes, the Shir Paranda was this case, he was saying we call the Shir Paranda, and this that we say it's batel is just that it's not so commonly found. Continue next text in Masel, text begins with the words of the Gemara of Tana Didan, the Tana of our Mishnah. He held semer wool michvitz kovitz it shrivels up. The siren here echaruchi mirchach it just gets singed. The text comes explained. So what was this that the Gemara is saying that the brisa was haisifu? In other words, the Mishnah mentions the types of wick that you're not light with on Shabbos. It says in the Gemara that brisa was added on to those lists with wool and hair. You're not light with them. The candles for Shabbos. So he might explain, so why didn't our Mishnah count those cases? The reason is, as our Teresa de Maskel says, because they don't burn at all to say that they're not valid wicks, because wool just shrivels up, and here just gets singed right away, and it doesn't even function as a wick. But, and so Teresa explains, so what that means to say is that the Tanna Mishnah didn't have to say the case of the here and the wool, because it doesn't even light at all. But then it says, Taisa Vim Teme, begin to say, Kimin the Masnit Nami Sabra. So, but since, as the Gemara is explaining, as we just said, the Tana of Avraham Mishnah holds the Tzemer Vesab Sum Lad Laka, yeah, they're also invalid to be lit because they don't light at all. Simkei Mahay Sifa. So, what does it mean, the Gemara, that the Braisa was Maisav Alehen? But that wording sounds like the Tana of Mishnah said it's not forbidden, and they said it is forbidden. But it's not the case because the Tana of Mishnah also holds it's forbidden. What you could say is that the Hisifa, what does it mean they added on? Hainu Taima. They add on a reasoning, another reason why Sar and Tzemer are forbidden to be used as wicks. And the reason is, not just because it doesn't light, it's because it does not draw the wool, the oil very well through the wool or through the hair. If a Tana must need impossible, but the Tana of our Mishnah, he invalidated only Mishnah the Tzemer covets because the wool shrivels up, and the hair singes, and therefore it didn't have to say in the Mishnah, because obviously you can't light with them because they go out right away. So what was the time of the Brisa adding on? It was adding on that another reasoning related to them, that not just because it doesn't light, but also because of like all the other cases of the Mishnah, that it doesn't draw the oil well, or some say that the time of the Mishnah didn't even hold to this reasoning at all, and they introduced a whole new reasoning, that of a concept of if it doesn't draw the oil well, but that's another thing that they're adding on in this conceptual understanding by adding on the cases of the here and the wool and the brisa to tell you that if it doesn't draw the oil well, is also an invalidation of the wicks for Shabbos. Okay, the next text in Masel Tes begins the words of the Gemara Ad Kam Psul Psilas. Up until here in the Mishnah War and the invalidations of the wicks. Become Elik Psul Shemon from here and on are invalidations in the types of the oils. Tes comes to explain, are you allowed to light today in practice a candle made out of wax? Which the Mishnah had taught all these cases of invalidations of wicks and then of oils. And the Gemara says that up until the moss on the surface of the water, that's the psul of the wicks. After that is psul of oils. The Gemara says, obviously, you could tell that from the Mishnah. Then we have to say, no. When it talks about the invalidation of the wax, we have to tell you that that was only invalidation as a fuel, as oil. But as a wick, then it's going to be valid. But Taisa brings that B'nai Narvayna, the people from the city of Narvayna, that Isra Ner Shabbos Shalano, they said our wax candles are invalid. And Mefarshi, they explain, how do they explain the Nargamar, which sounds like that actually wax only invalid as a fuel, but as a candle it is valid. That they explain Hachi like this. That Mao de Tema, well, would you say, when the Gemara was saying to explain that the wax is not valid as wicks, well, would you say, Lipsilis Namiloi, that also as wicks you also cannot use it? Now we have to tell you that no, only as fuel you can't, but as a candle you could. What does that mean? They learned the Gemara like this. Shim Sam Ner Shava, B'ner Shemen, that if you put a wax candle into a candle of oil, you would think, hey, also that it would be forbidden, not only as when it's a fuel itself, when it's a candle, even in a fuel of oil. Kamash Malan, that's what the Mishnah is telling, that's what we're telling you to explain the Mishnah, is that no, Mekam Eich P'sul Shemon, from here on, including wax, was only invalidation if it's the fuel, if it's the oil. But, Kimin Shesh Be'i Shemen Kasher, but here when it's functioning as a candle, but it's the wick, but that's the wick is in a fuel of oil, then it's going to be of Shemen Kasher, then it's going to be Mutter. But that's how they explain the Gemara. But if, let's say, it's just a candle of wax without any oil, meaning the candle itself is the fuel, like a wax candle, then us lahadlik then would be forbidden to light it. Which Tais says, well, to me, would seem that no. The mas lahadlik, if it would be true, like the B'nai Narvayna, it would be forbidden to light a wax candle, B'lei Shemen, if it's without oil, so kinich b'nei Shemen, then even if you put in oil, the way they're explaining, nami also would still be forbidden. How do I know this? Because I mean, come on, like the Gemara says later on, the Gemara says, karach davar shem adlikin, if you wrap something that you could light with, agave davar shem adlikin, on something that you cannot light with, the asr that's forbidden, so you see that it doesn't help to put into something that's permitted. You see that if it's forbidden, it's forbidden even with something that's permitted. Elavah, they rather says, Taisa, obvious, ki lo yinich b'shem enam eshoy, that even if you don't put into oil, it's going to be permitted, and therefore, as is quite a common practice, that it's permitted to use wax, not as a fuel, but as a candle, one could use a wax candle for lighting for their Shabbos candles.